The temporary end of my flights in from Moray Airport ended February 9th, now in 1979, because I went to Australia on the scientific visit and decided that I could learn to fly there. I had not learned to fly, but I could fly there. Must have got my medical certificate back at that point, which is why I have solo again on January 24th in the Cessna. I got back my medical, and now I can fly alone. And so on February 19th through March 5th, I have several flights in Australia. Dual check in training area and circuits on February 18th, and then I remember that I didn't pass the written. I was a mark short of the written exam passing, and the examiner said, "Well, look, I shouldn't do this, but I tell you that you were only 1 point short. Maybe if you read a bit more and come back tomorrow, you can pass the written test." And passed it the next day and was and then able to do the dual check ride and solo in Australia on February 26th, 1979. And I flew a local flight, so not quite local, in Australia. So this was to the coast and sightseeing with the passenger. I remember distinctly one of the takeoffs went still with the instructor, and he said, "Well, I'm not too happy about this takeoff from those trees." And I said, "Oh yeah, that's all right, we're going to make it okay." which we did. And so the instructor was less happy than me, but it was a person called Ralph Wartoff, who was my passenger in going to the coast and back to England. So I did manage to fly in Australia as well. And so there is a Department of Transport certificate of validation and a private pilot license, student pilot license, etc., US number, and where it was. And from the Department of Transport, a certificate of validation. So I was, at least for a while, able to fly in Australia. Effective until the 30th of April, 1978.